In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As we prepare to celebrate the most miraculous birth which has ever taken place, namely the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know, the completion of the incarnation, and of course the incarnation began when our Lord was conceived at the Annunciation, but when we celebrate his birth at Christmas, we always celebrate the incarnation in a way becoming complete because, you know, it's his birthday. And so, in the meantime, we will hear several stories in the sacred scripture readings at Mass of miraculous births. Today we heard about Samson. You know, usually when we think about Samson, what do we think about? Delilah and hair. But that's only the end of the story. The beginning of the story was this remarkable birth and how Samson was destined for great things, to be a servant of God. He was one of the judges of Israel, because from the time the people entered into the land of Israel until the coming of the kings, there were no kings. Instead, God would raise up at need judges who would deliver the people from their adversaries. Usually the reason they were afflicted by their adversaries was because they had been disobedient to God, but God still heard their prayers and would send them judges. Today we also hear about the announcement of the birth of St. John the Baptist. Notice the difference between the wife of Manoah, Samson's mom, and Zechariah. Samson's mom sees an angel. She says, "Okay, whatever you say." And Zechariah says instead, "How do I know this is going to happen? I'm old. My wife is old. How do I know this is going to happen? Give me a sign." Well, he gets a sign. He has to shut up for 9 months. That's quite the sign, because he was incredulous. Now, notice it's not a matter of asking questions, because the Blessed Virgin Mary, you know, when Gabriel appeared to her, said, "How is this possible? I've not known man." You know, there's a difference between saying, "How is this possible?" and say, "Yeah, prove it to me." God will prove it to you. So, if an angel ever appears to you, listen. You know, test it too, because not all angels come from heaven. Sometimes they come from the other place. But listen to the angel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.